Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. Let's face it. We all have a lot going on in our lives, right? And so many people today are talking about the importance of, you know, personal development, self-care, self-development, however you want to label it. But for some of us, it can kind of almost feel like, oh my God, now I'm supposed to find the time for yet one more thing, right? I'm already feeling pretty full. So today I'm excited to have Michelle Wolf on the show here with us today to really talk about and simplify how do we prioritize and find or make the time for this and why it is so important in our overall health and wellness as well. So let's go ahead and jump in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm the creator of the Top Program and Top Planner, teaching all things time management, organization, and productivity for women. I'm also a mom and wife, and just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Guess what? You don't have to feel constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. There is another way. When you have the right systems and tools to plan and manage your time, you can live a life of harmony. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time, planning, and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed, this is the show for you. And if you're new here, I'd love to get you started with my work-life harmony assessment. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Megan Sumrall with the word harmony, and my team will send it right over. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I have an amazing woman here today with me, Michelle Wolf, and I am thrilled that we are actually going to dive in and talk about how we find time for personal development, for self-development, and how we do it in a way that actually works with our already crazy lives. So Michelle, welcome. I would love if you could kind of share with everyone a little bit about yourself and how you got into being so passionate about this and how it's helping so many women today.
Okay, sure. Oh my goodness. The self-development journey for me has been ongoing for many, 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 many years. I would say that I've been really interested in health and wellness since a very young age, like obsessed with sports and anything active. And then my mom passed away from cancer when I was 8, and that made me very curious about health and wellness. So that's where that really started my focus on my body, what I put into it, my mind. I remember when I was younger, my aunt would, or a bunch of my aunts, my mom has 5 sisters. My dad has 3 sisters as well. And big families. I think
it's all like the aunts. Seven,
9 siblings and 7 siblings. And my aunts were into self-development. I remember when I was sick and I was laying on the couch, I remember them saying, don't say that you're sick. Say that you are getting better. Say that you are starting to feel better, or just reframing the words that you're using. And that always stuck with me, you know, these little things that they would say, although I didn't necessarily really understand it or maybe use it all the time then, it was definitely there. It was definitely something that I was hearing on a regular basis. And then fast forward many years after that.
I want to ask you a question about when you said at 8, how you were so interested in health and wellness. I'm wondering, the answer may be of what you just said, the story about your aunts, but I think for so many women in particular, we think health and wellness and we think diet, exercise.
we don't include the self-development and mindset. Yet you were saying at an early age, like to you, it was all lumped together. And I'm wondering if you know why you saw that bigger picture at such a young age, where most of us are not taught health and wellness includes mindset.
So I'm a fixer. That is like by nature who I am. And so when my mom died, I remember thinking, how could have I prevented this? If I knew something more, could I prevent it? And I remember even just doing the littlest bit of research and being curious about a few things and reading a few things when I was that young and thinking to myself, if I knew what I know now, it was about stress, limiting stress. And that comes in all forms. We talked about this, about time management. It comes with food. It comes with every type of stress on your body. It can be environmental, even the air that you're breathing, the water you're drinking. If we limit the stress that we have on our bodies, we're limiting the chances of creating these diseases. And so when I heard that, or when I figured, like when it clicked, you know, when you have that like aha moment, that little like click in your head, like, oh, this is maybe where it came from, because she was pretty healthy. We ate pretty good, but it's all these things that were piling up, all these things of her being a superhero mom that were piling up. That caused stress on her body, which likely gave her or allowed the body to have this cancer. And that, at least that is what was in my mind. And I remember specifically getting it and saying, if I knew what I knew now, I would have helped her and she would be alive. So that's a lot to put on a little girl. It is just, it's where my mind went. You know, I can fix anything and everything. That's what I think in my mind. And so by learning that piece of information, that's just how I felt about the situation.
Interesting. Yeah. So you were involved in mindset work long before most people ever even hear about it. The fact that you were thinking that way at such a young age, it's amazing.
Yeah. I won't say that it was like hardcore, but it was definitely a piece of me. And I was very curious. Oprah became this motherly figure for me. And so I watched her every single day. And then from Oprah, I watched Ellen, and you know what I mean? So it's, I was very interested in the conversations people were having around being happy. Yeah. Just the conversation about mindfulness. And when I mean, I traveled the world and I've done many things. And then I came to Toronto and I was living with a boy who was on drugs. And I didn't know it for most of it. I just thought he was this crazy, gay, flamboyant person. And when I discovered that, I didn't know how to help him. The only thing that I knew for sure was that I could help myself. And so I started listening to Tony Robbins every single morning in that apartment. I would put on Tony Robbins while I was getting ready on YouTube. And I would listen to him talk about mindset, and it shifted the way I was thinking. So no matter how terrible my night was the night before with not being able to get sleep, it shifted my mindset to this completely different way of thinking that I'd never dove into before. And his energy is high, his excitement is high, and it really just felt good. Okay. I think that's the biggest thing is like, I wasn't feeling good and I listened to him and now I feel good. So clearly something right here is valuable for me. And so that continued. I would listen to podcasts. I would listen to the YouTube videos of Tony Robbins. I even went to a few events with Oprah, Deepak Chopra and Tony, and, you know, just different events where I could listen to them speak. And how do you feel when you leave an event like that, right? Like you feel on fire. You feel excited. And I thought, well, I can't have them every day in front of my face. They're not coming to my town every
day.
That'd
be great. I want Oprah to show up with a cup of coffee and be like, let's chat for 30 minutes to kick off your day every day, Megan. That'd be great.
Oh my God. I'm all about channeling energies. And I've actually been channeling that lately. I'm like, I'm just going to think about Oprah and eventually her energy is going to match mine. And she's just going to come over one day. That's a dream. One could hope. But yeah, the best way that I could bring that energy to me on a daily basis was by listening to the podcasts and audiobooks. That's one thing I would like to say. Audiobooks has been huge for me because I find reading is beautiful and definitely has a place, but it's slow. It's not that high energy excitement that my body and my energy needs sometimes. So if I'm feeling in a low or if I'm feeling like I need an energy boost, I will put on an audio book because I can hear it quicker. I can hear it faster. I can do it while I'm going for a walk. I don't have to be sitting down being still. And so, yeah, just constantly immersing myself with people who have researched self-development, who are interested in it, who teach about it. This is where I find it easy because it's everywhere. You know, you can get it from.
I mean, that's the thing. The resources are everywhere. And to that point, I know, you know, a lot of women I talk to, it's like, yeah, I'd love to do these things, but how am I supposed to find the time for it? Because we're worried about one of two categories. One is, I just don't have the time. I can't possibly squeeze it in. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that. And especially it's where I think audio can be so powerful. And then on the other side of it is there's so much of it. It's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
How do I even know where to start? And am I going to get sucked into a rabbit hole where now 8 hours has passed and all I've done is consume self-development and everything else? So how do we find a good way to bring it into our lives and then even find the right stuff for us?
I love that. Okay. So I'm going to start by sharing my partner's story. He was not into self-development and I never pushed it on him, but one day he got this urge to go to a library. He doesn't read books, so it didn't really make any sense for him, but he did it. So he walks into the library and he finds a book by Joel Osteen. Do you know the pastor Joel Osteen? He's all over the place.
Yep.
Even on Sirius Radio, he's got his own station. And so he brings home the book. And like I said, he's not much of a reader. So, you know, he reads a little bit. He really liked it, but he wasn't able to consume it quickly. And so we both got new vehicles this summer. And it just so happened to have a year free of Sirius Radio. I found actually Joel Osteen's his station. And I told my partner, and so he has been listening to that. He doesn't listen to the radio. He listens to Joel Osteen's motivational, what are they called? They're sermons. And they're really, really good. They're so inspiring. Now, it's not something that I listen to on a daily basis. I will listen to it a little bit, but he listens to it every single day on his drive to work and also on his drive home. So that there alone is about 45 to an hour in the morning and in the evening.
And what else are you going to be doing when you're driving? It's not like you can be working on things on your task list. And so that's where I think, yeah, finding that, are you in the car? Like I use carpool time sometimes for that, or walking the dog. I'll listen to things that way as well. And it's where I think people need to realize you don't need to sit in a chair and be alone for an hour every day to be able to work on that personal development.
Well, and one of the best ways in order to actually consume it, to actually get it, is to also be moving. So personally for myself, yeah, it's all about like the way that things flow to us, the energies. And so I will actually go for a walk every morning. That's like my time that I like to move my body. So a good 45 minutes to an hour, I'm listening to an audiobook or a podcast. Now, again, I don't flip-flop around with 20, 30, 40 different podcasters or audiobooks. I have one specific audiobook that I have listened to over 15 times in the last 6 months. And why is because every single time that I listen to it, I get more and more pieces that I didn't know before. And I didn't know it before because I didn't understand it. So self-development is like this ongoing forever journey.
So what is that book? I'm dying to know.
I have to find if I'll get the exact title. Okay. So it's Bob Proctor, which Bob Proctor, passed away just recently. And this specific one is called Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. And it's with Dan Struzel. He does like this, it's like a interview styled conversation. So it's not necessarily just reading from a book. It's like they're having actual conversations and talking about specific stories. Life-changing. And like I said, there's like pieces throughout the whole thing that I learned that I'm like, I didn't hear that last time. So I'm so grateful that I'm listening to it again. And I find that less overwhelming than going from book to book to book to book. And he even talks about that. He says like, stick with the book, pay attention to it. It helps.
I'm with Atomic Habits. I listen to it about every 6 months. Okay. And I go back and, every single time I'm like, oh, I didn't get that last time. It's so good.
Yes. Right. And I will say one more thing that came up to me. You were saying, like, where can we find the time? If you think that you have your children in the car and so you can't put it on, you are so wrong. Like Neil, my partner, he puts on the Joel Osteen and our daughter listens to it. She doesn't complain. She just knows that this is dad's favorite station. And that is what we listen to when we are in his car. But what's so amazing is that then she is also getting the downloads of it. I don't care if she's not always paying attention. It's there. She's hearing it. And same thing with like my podcast or my audiobooks. I don't always have it on when she's in the car because more often than not, she's with me and she wants the radio. But there's many times where I'm like, look, I need to listen to this right now. And she takes it in. So there's definitely places and times that you can put it, even in the morning when you're getting ready for school and work, like pop it on.
I'm behind in a program I'm in right now. And that's what I've been doing to get caught up is while I'm getting dressed and stuff in the morning, I go to the shower. I'm like, there's, you know, 15, 20 minutes. It's helping me get caught up on the replay. So I'm like, there's so many little, whereas normally I just have music on or whatever, and you know, I'll get back to that. But I love that you're saying, yeah, it doesn't, you know, build it into what you're already doing in your life. Look for that. And that's where I think, and I had to embrace audiobooks. That was hard for me at first, but I think my resistance to audiobooks was when I first tried listening to them was like on road trips and it would be fiction. And I would find my mind would wander and I'm like, oh my God, I just missed the last 10 pages. Like I couldn't stay focused. Whereas I'm noticing the more personal development kind of books, I can consume in audio format. For some reason, those work for me, whereas the others didn't.
Oh, that's
interesting. There's some science behind that, but yeah. Hey there. If you are feeling overwhelmed, like your calendar is out of control, like you are just running against a race that will never end in terms of your to-do list, I have great news for you. I have just done a complete update on my app. Yes, I have an app in both the App Store and Google Play called The Pink Bee, and it is chock full of small but incredibly powerful trainings to help you get out of overwhelm. It includes my signature Ditch the Overwhelm training, an introduction to my time management framework. It can help get you started on weekly planning, helps you understand the four levels of planning, gives you access to my epic One Notebook Challenge, and some tips and tricks on how to get your phone organized. And all of that is available for you right inside the Pink Bee app. So open up either your App Store or Google Play, do a search on The Pink Bee, all one word, download the app. And then to unlock all of that training, it's only $4.99 US. I will see you inside the app.
Yeah. And it's like, you're learning, right? Like you're not just listening to a story, but you're like, you're learning something. Maybe there's something about that. It's like a teacher, preacher. Somebody's like actually sharing information with you.
Yeah. And it's shorter chunks usually, right? Like, oh, I'm going to go for this walk and I'll just listen for a little bit. How do we make sure that we don't get so, I guess, what would be a good first place for someone who's like, I don't even know where to start, to find their first right book, right podcast, right host, whatever, to give it a try? And then are there any tips on how to know if this is a good fit for you? Because people recommend things to me all the time and I'll listen to it. I'm like, no, and that's okay. That's why there is so much great stuff out there. But for someone who's brand new, how would you recommend they find their first thing to kind of dip their toe in the water?
This is a tricky one just because it's so personalized for everybody. And I really do believe that when we get quiet and we ask for guidance, I know it sounds a little woo-woo, but we get these things that come to us, these downloads, this information that just comes to us as if we are meant to hear it. And it might lead you into the path of figuring out how to find that. So for instance, I'll be quiet and still, and I'll just ask for guidance, or I'll say, you know, I'm really needing some help, for instance, with time management. I would love to get better at this and really tackle figuring out a good way of managing it for me. Can you please send me some guidance? And you know, then the next thing you know, my podcast manager sends me your name and I've got you on my roster of coming on my podcast and we get to have this conversation, and then there you go. So it's beautiful how you can really just, I know it sounds again, a little woo-woo, but just being mindful of it. you never know how it's going to come to you. When I turned on podcasts for the very first time, I saw Lori Harder. And so this was before I started my podcast. So like 5-6 years ago. And so I pushed play on Lori Harder's podcast and I listened to her for a full year before I even pushed play on anybody else. Can you believe that? And I started a podcast. Actually, I started a podcast with only ever listening to her podcast.
One person. That's hysterical.
Isn't it? So, yeah. You know, it's amazing how you can stumble on these people and definitely listen to reviews, like other people's reviews. You can listen to some.
Yeah, tell people, like, if you have a good friend, reach out to them and just say, what are you loving? And then if it ain't for you, that's okay. You know, try something different.
I have a friend who always ends the conversation like that. Like when she's leaving, she'll be like, hey, by the way, what are you listening to on podcast? I just like to like get advice on podcasts or audiobooks. And then people will share with her. And then she, you know, listens to it. You can listen to it for 5 minutes and know if you're going to like somebody, right? Yeah.
And as silly as it sounds, sometimes even just someone's style of tone or talking will either like put me on edge right out of the gate or just relax me right into the conversation. And so it may be as simple as that sometimes for us.
Well, I'm like that with an audiobook. I'm like, if I'll listen to your audiobook might be award-winning, but if I don't like the reader, I'm not going to do it. It's not happening. I'd rather read
that.
People
laugh when I share, like, one of my favorite audiobooks to listen to is Matthew McConaughey's book, Green Lights. It's really good, but it's him reading it. And so you feel like you're just hanging out with him and it's his style of talking and whatever. And it's like, puts me in a good mood.
It's an
interesting book. It really, really is.
I've heard it's good.
It really is.
Yeah. I need to listen to it.
So I know that you have recently started a new business. I would love for you to share with our listeners a little bit about that. Just because I love sharing stories of just success and helping people understand what you're doing today doesn't mean that this is what you have to do for the rest of your life, right?
Oh, no. I'm a firm believer of change. Like I actually have that phrase in my mind that change is good, even when it's bad, like even when something bad is happening, I'm like, this is change. That means I'm growing and I am here for it. So yeah, I started this activewear line. This past January, I really started to dive into it and I launched it August 10th this year. So just 2 months ago. I know it's so crazy because it was on my dream like list of things to do for years. Like I have it on my screen, my home screen on my computer. I've had it there for many, many years. An image of a woman with the word move, MUVE on her sports bra. And yeah, I've been really interested and excited to dive into this for so long, but I had a lot of hesitation and I had a lot of fear and I had a lot of things that were blocking me from deciding to make the moves, but eventually I overcame that. And here we are today. And it's amazing how you think something's really hard or something's really going to be challenging and it ends up not being as hard as you think it is.
What's the thing? I think the fear of the unknown puts us into this belief of like, well, that's just way too hard. I mean, I even think back to starting my podcast almost 3 years ago. Like it was on my list forever. Cause I'm like, I didn't know what I didn't know. And I'm like, I'm going to have to learn how to do, you know, all these things. Turns out I didn't have to learn how to do any of it. So much of it was plug and play. Like, I was like, oh, that was it. If I'd known that, I would have started the darn thing. That's right. Right. But we have to work through that. And I love that you honestly shared, like, this was on your visioning for years. Yeah. And I think women, sometimes we feel like, well, I thought of this idea. I didn't do it last year. Therefore it's either never going to get done or I'm a failure or whatever. And I love that you are honestly saying, no, it was out there for a long time. And so I just want to encourage people. This is why I go through a lot of exercises I do with women in our big, more strategic planning of just getting your brain doing all the what ifs, because you might finally open up something in the back of your head and it may be 10 years till you take action on it. And that's okay. That's far better than just keeping it closed off for the rest of your life and not even starting to dream a little bit, right? Because we don't know where it's going to take us. So I love that you have moved forward with this. Where can people see more about your activewear line and get all of that information?
So that line is on movelife.com. So that's MUVELIFE.com. You can use a discount code MUVE10. So MOVE10 if you'd like to do some shopping. Ooh. And then we also have obviously Instagram and all of that. So Move Life is where you can find us.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And I'm going to ask you, other than the book that you just mentioned that you've listened to 15 times, what would be maybe your top 2 to 3 either audiobooks or podcasts that you are loving right now that you would recommend to someone new to kind of opening up that personal development space? I'm putting you on the spot here.
You are. I'm really interesting because
we always have to pull up our phones, right? And be like, oh, what am I listening to right now?
So names are not always like my strong suit, but I will say it depends what you're interested in looking into. So for instance, what was that good one? There's so many. But if you look up Bob Proctor, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. If you look up Wayne Dyer, oh my gosh, he's phenomenal. Oprah has on so many people on her podcast. Okay.
Super Soul Conversations. I love that one.
Super Soul Conversations. And you know what's interesting about that is when you listen to that, you can find people that you might have an interest in. So for instance, I listened to Wayne Dyer's the other day. He's passed on now, but he has so much information out there and audiobooks and different things you can listen to. But I hadn't listened to him in a long time. And it really inspired me to think like, I need to find him again. Because when you listen to somebody and you have this instant thought of like, whoa, like I never saw life this way until you really just shared it like that. You helped me see something I didn't know. When you listen to that, you click with somebody. So something like Oprah or her podcast specifically, she has so many different people come on. And so you can really, you know, pick and choose who you're interested in. And then you can dive more into that person if they have a book or a podcast.
Oh, that's such a good tip. Yeah. If you find a host you really like, yeah, it opens the door for you to meet. And that's how I went down some rabbit holes of some other people was because they were guests on podcasts that I already listened to. So great advice. Thank you so much, Michelle. And congratulations on the official, like it's launched of your new activewear line. That is absolutely amazing. And I encourage everyone to head out to MoveLife, MUVELife.com and go check it out. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Megan.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.